Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
Connie Evensen with the John Jorgensen Quartet doing a song that Ella Fitzgerald sang during her early career.
First of all, I think she's in some ways, as a singer, the mother of us all. That is the mother of most, you know, jazz singers. She's way up there as an influence.
Ella's songbook series is 8 volumes, and that is a big commitment. How did that series ever come into being?
When Norman Grant suggested this idea to her, there was a purpose behind it, which was to take her career in a new direction, to take her out of the jazz clubs, where she was at that point really doing mostly bebop stuff. And he recognized her talent and her versatility and thought that she should be doing concert halls and, have a broader audience. And so the first record in this songbook series is the Cole Porter songbook. Anyway, I focused on doing a show about the songbook series because it's very important in her life. It was also something that helped to create the canon of the Great American Songbook. That term wasn't even in use when this series was done. It came later.
Connie, how did you get yourself in the artistic frame of mind to really do Ella justice?
At one point, I kind of decided, you know, I'm going to only listen to Ella for a while. And it made sense to just go to the songbook series because it was there on my shelf, and I started listening, and I just was knocked out by her treatment of all these classic tunes, and that's really kind of how it started.
Which of the Ella stylistics do we hear in her version of Jersey Bounce?
Well, this tune, as I recall, was very popular in the dance era, in the 40s. Maybe it's late 30s. I don't know when it was written. But this is, there is a scat solo in this, even though it's not a bebop tune in the least. It's definitely a straight ahead, you can just picture people out on the dance floor dancing to this. This particular recording is from 1961, but the tune is older than that.
Okay, Connie, let's pick up on that Ella Fitzgerald scat solo. We're speaking with Connie Evensen about her Ella Fitzgerald show. Now, there's Jersey Bounce by Ella. What inspired you of Ella's version when you created your own?
You know, the swing feel. And I was getting ready to do another Hot Club record. I've done 3 of those. And this was with John Jorgensen and his quintet. And I was picking tunes, and a lot of the things that I've done in the Hot Club style were not necessarily done by Django, although I think he did Jersey Bounce, now that I think of it. I just thought it would really lend itself well to a swingin' Hot Club band. So it does have a different feel. My version has a slightly different feel than Ella's. It's still swinging. I also thought I loved her scat solo in her version, so I decided I would do a little scat solo too. And there's a little bit of influence I can hear, that I've spent a lot of time listening. Her version is in my head, so I can hear a couple of choices there that I made, on the fly that are similar or influenced by her.
Speaking with Connie Evensen, and you are doing a tribute show to Ella Fitzgerald. And there's a song that Ella did that you haven't recorded yet, called Get Out of Town. Why'd you pick that song?
This show, the tribute really is focuses on the songbook series, and the first songbook that Ella did was Cole Porter. This is Get Out of Town is a Cole Porter tune, and he had such a wit, and I used a lot of irony, you know. And this particular tune is an endearing love song, but the title of it is Get Out of Town. So it's, you know, the typical kind of Cole Porter double entendre sort of thing. And I just like the tune. I've been doing it for years, but I have done it almost always as a Latin tune with Swinging on the Bridge.
Your version owes something to Ella stylistically, but then, you know, there's plenty of Connie in it as well. Could you demonstrate a little bit of that?
Sure. It's usually fairly up-tempo, so get out of town before it's too late, my love. This is the Latin kind of thing. Get out of town, I'm begging you, please. And then we swing on the bridge. Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds off the trees? Go back to Latin. Well, just disappear. I care for you much too much. Do-da, ba-da-ba-da. When you are near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. And then the last time, it's not really a bridge, it's a second half. Sweet radu de de sa ba do be ya ba ba do ba ba do be de ya ba da ba da ba ba ya bu de. Yeah.
How did the Ella Show get started? I mean, you've done this a number of times, but there had to have been an initial inspiration.
Yes, I spent some time. There was one point where I thought, I'm going to go back to the source. I want to just immerse myself in Ella Fitzgerald. And so I took the songbook collection off my shelf. It's 8 volumes, you know. So I was immersing myself in that and just was marveling at just the breadth of the material. And also because I just thought it's an important body of work.
Important body of work is right. Information about Connie Evingson's Ella Fitzgerald and other shows is available at ConnieEvingson.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Dream a little dream.